The first one was from Shannon, who wants to talk about Family Promise. However, Shannon is in the nursery, so she gave me her announcement, so I get to do this one. A big thank you to everyone who volunteered this week. We had an exciting week where one family graduated yesterday. Laundry from the week is ready for pickup in the Zacchaeus game room. Mark your calendars for our next host week in June 14th through the 21st. So there you go. That's from Shannon. Thank you again for a great week of Family Promise. Then my next announcement I had was about Choral Scholars, and I understand I'm to call on Jim.
Well, today is the last official day to buy tickets for the Choral Scholars, Caleb. And to help you, I would like to introduce you to our special guest, our gondolier, who will be with us on next Saturday. So I'm going to call on our special gondolier to come out and have a few words. I think.
You sound like somebody from a movie. I can't do that. So come see our very excellent choral scholars serenade you, eat some wonderful Italian food, have your picture made with me, Danisetti, your Italian gondolier. Remember, it's this Saturday, next February 8th, next Saturday, your Bella dinner, correct? Is that right? Will be served by my gondolier assistants at 6:30. With the entertainment for the evening being at 7 or about. As we say in Italy, buon appetit and grazie. Ciao.
Just waiting, you never know. You're right. So. All right, for our next announcement, I'm having a psychic impression. I believe Amanda wants to talk about Super Bowl.
I do want to talk about the Super Bowl. We have soup pops that are still outside, and this congregation continues to amaze me with its generosity. So far, this congregation has raised over $350 just by putting change and small bills in those soup pops out there. Wow.
If someone still wanted to support Green Bay Packers, how would they do that? I understand. All right. That's all right. See, that was all my announcements. So let us prepare for our worship. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin. And show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and the pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated, and with the children, please come forward. I did see the flower pot you left on my desk. Thank you. Artie told me earlier, and I told him, I said, I saw it. Thank you very much. I got a flower on my desk. Yep. How exciting that was. I got back from Sunday school, and I said, where did this flower come from?
From the Sunday school.
That's what I found out. Yeah. So thank y'all.
And I told him.
You told me, yes. You did. So, here's my question for you today. What's something you're really good at?
Drawing.
Are you the best drawer in this entire church?
I can trace it very good.
You can trace it very good. You're the best tracer in our entire church. What are you the best at, Artie? You're the best at going to the park. You are the best. You're the best park player there ever was. Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything? Y'all are good at what? Eating fruit snacks. All right. Best fruit snack eaters ever. All right. What's Essa good at? Essa's good at being precious, isn't she? Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. So we all have something we're really good at, and so I wanted to award you today with a sticker for being the best. And you want that one? No, she's already. There's your sticker for being the best tracer.
I want this.
That one with the sunglasses.
I got this.
And you are the best park player. And how about I give? Let's see, Charlotte. Why don't I give you, I'll give both of you a big smile. How about that one?
Oh, no, my favorite.
There's more.
But there's my favorite.
This one right here? All right, you can have another one.
Can I have another one?
Yeah, you can have another one. Y'all are the best sticker getters. You want the blue one? All right, there you go. All right, so we all have something we're oh, Essa, we'll get you one. Hang on. I forgot. Can you give her this one? No, wait a minute. Let's give her this one. Since she's good at being precious, we'll give her the one with a halo. Uh-oh. You love emojis? Yeah, there you go. So I wanted to give you those stickers. It's kind of like a teacher gives you a gold star when you do something just perfect. I just put them right back here because we're through talking about those stickers. Because you. No, that's it. That's it. So, but what's cool about that, as good as you are at tracing and at park playing and fruit snack eating and preciousing, as good as you are at all of that, you know what? The Bible tells us the thing we should brag about the most. Are you still bragging? We all do that, don't we? We all brag, and I can give them to them after church, okay? We all brag about what we're really good at, but the Bible tells us today, if we're going to brag about something, we should brag about Jesus and how Jesus loves us and what Jesus has done for us. That's the most important thing that we can brag about and boast about and be proud about. And you can sing. We all have lots of talents. But the thing that's the most important is that God loves us and Jesus saves us. All right, that's what we're remembering today. So let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And thank you for being the best thing of all in saving us and making us yours. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. I'll give you another one.
First reading is a reading from Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the 1 Corinthians. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love, kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? I did a survey this week as I worked with our scriptures, looking for the sermon to be found within them. My eye kept coming back to that verse from Micah. What does the Lord ask of us? To do justice. Now, most of us understand what that means. We may not do it well all the time, and we may not like what it costs us, but at least we know what it is to be fair and to stand up for the poor and the outcast. To love kindness. I think we typically know what that means too. We've experienced kindness to us. And we understand the call to give kindness and mercy to others. To walk humbly with your God. To walk humbly with your God. What does that mean? And how do we walk humbly with God in our daily lives? So I chose about a dozen or so of our church members and a couple who aren't, and I asked them that question. What does it mean to you to walk humbly with your God? The answers, well, they were profound, deep, and heartfelt. Almost everyone responded that walking with God was something that happened daily. To me, walking humbly with God is a daily occurrence, one grandmother said. It is the everyday things in life we do on behalf of Jesus. A smile, a hug, or just being present with another person during a time of pain in their lives. Several gave answers that described God at the very center of life. A government worker said, "To walk humbly means you allow God that place He desires in your life, at the very center of your being." A mother observed, "In today's culture, it's harder for one to walk humbly with God. There are too many distractions." A student added, "Walking humbly with God means that when we pray, 'Thy kingdom come,' we really mean it." And an executive said simply, "It starts with the understanding that it's not about me at all." For one person, a busy mother, walking with God was about growth in faith. We should believe there is always room for improvement, spiritual growth, and understanding, she said. Many put walking humbly with God in terms of how we live and our obedience to God. God does not require great sacrifices of money or things. That would be easy for many, one man answered, going on with, "God wants us to look each day at how we live." A working mother said, "I feel that before I can do justice and love kindness, I must live as a Christian in thought, word, and deed. And that's how I walk humbly with God." A young mother described, "Conducting ourselves in such a way that others see Christ in our words and deeds as walking humbly with God." A couple of others focused on God's call to serve others in how they walk with God. To serve others as Christ taught us, to worship and to look up to God for instruction, guidance, love, and compassion as we walk through life on earth each day, the executive offered. And a teacher said, "I guess for me, walking the walk was something I watched my parents do. They thought that the greatest of men and women were those who spent their life in service to others." Still others answered in ways that spoke of responding to what God has first done for us. "The love, joy, and compassion and concern I feel in my heart so strongly comes from the mercy of the Lord," a woman said. And a different woman contributed, "To walk humbly with God is to be fully aware of God's grace and mercy and to know that regardless of what you do, God is all-forgiving and most powerful." Many of the answers I got described walking humbly with God in terms of a relationship. A financial officer said, "Walking with God means to be in a deeply loving personal relationship with the Creator of the universe." A person in a stressful job commented, "To walk humbly with God is to be in close fellowship with God, to talk with God, and listen throughout the day consistently." And one woman put it, "To walk humbly with God means one word, trust. We trust that God is there for us always, and that God knows what's best for us." And then, there was one answer that just seemed to defy any category at all. And while all these other answers revealed beautiful facets of what it means to walk humbly with God, this one might for an instant catch a glimpse of the whole gem. Walking humbly, a man wrote me back. It's more like stumbling. I'm learning, though, that while I blunder toward light, in spite of my blindness to God's presence, it's not my weary legs which carry me, but God's grace. He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? Thank you, Lord God, for walking with us. Amen.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of justice, you have called us to lives of reaching out to and standing up for the poor and the outcast. It's a difficult thing for us, O God. So often these people seem so different from us. So often we aren't willing to do with less so that they might have more. In those times, help us to remember how we would feel in their shoes. In those times, help us to remember what saving us cost you. In those times, help us to love. Lord, in your mercy, God of kindness and loving, you have called us to lives that mirror your love. Yet so often our own selfishness and orneriness get in our way of doing that. Help us to remember that you have made us brothers and sisters in you, one family united in love. Help us to embrace kindness. Help us to embrace understanding. Help us to know that your kind of love isn't just what we should be doing, but how we should be being. Lord, in your mercy, God who journeys in life with us, you have called us to lives that walk humbly with you. Again, Lord, that can be so hard for us. We keep stumbling over our own concerns and fears, worries and desires. Help us to get out of the way, our merciful companion. Help our hearts to earnestly desire you and seek you. Help us to know that you are always walking with us in grace and love. Lord, in your mercy, God of reaching to us, come now into our lives and change them. Give your compassion and healing to those who are ill. Comfort those who mourn and strengthen those in fear and worry and trouble. Remember those whom we have forgotten or so easily overlook in our world. Bless all those in need, loving God, and especially those whom we remember before you. God of grace, change us that in our words and in our deeds we might live for you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God. Are you, O holy God? You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is in ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.